Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show. Today is Monday, April 22nd, the day after Easter, and it's still Passover for Jewish people.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in festive moods here. Although Danny, we were supposed to get guests here.
Yeah.
And they're not here.
Oh, well.
That means they probably won't be, like you said, right? If they're not here at 9:55, forget about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's their loss. What can we do? Well, obviously, we schedule and eat shit because we... You don't want to complain about guests not showing up because you'll invite them back, you know, and then you badmouth them and shit. But in general...
Yeah, but why would you invite someone back who didn't have the courtesy to even let you know they're not coming?
That's true, you know, because I give people a benefit
of
a doubt.
Unless they got, like, the date mixed up, which could have definitely happened. I mean, shit happens.
Nah, well, maybe. I mean, look, shit does happen. But I think
the day
they
after
would let
Easter.
Us know. They would let us know, the publicist or somebody, you know.
Right. So anybody.
You said you plan to show around the guests and then they don't show up.
Right.
And you're like, I could have had somebody else here who would have shown up.
Right.
But fuck it. We can do a show. We haven't done a show, just us, in probably a couple of weeks.
Yeah, at least 7 days.
Just about every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, more. Like 2 weeks in a row, probably. Here, I'll tell you. I have my...
Oh, God. Who cares, calendar. Sam?
You don't care?
No. I don't. I definitely don't. I literally do not.
Listen, since the third of the month, we've had a guest every day. That's not a week. That's 3 weeks in a row. I'm telling you.
Mm.
But at any rate, okay, so nobody cares.
Nope.
How you doing? How was your weekend?
It was whatever.
Whatever?
Yeah.
Did you get to watch a lot of film? Films, movies.
I watched three movies yesterday.
Mm. Yeah.
I watched Glass.
And?
I loved it.
Really?
I thought it was so good.
I'm dying to watch it.
It was really good.
Okay, then I'll see it. I was going to watch Unbreakable again before I watched that.
If you don't remember it, then I would.
Yeah, but then I started watching the trailer and I remembered everything. So
basically,
I don't need to watch it again.
Yeah, the only thing you really need to remember is that his strengths and that... Denzel Washington, Mr. Glass, was the one that caused the train accident that killed everybody.
Yeah.
You know, so he's a villain.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, he was not really a villain at the end of this movie.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of confusing, but it was really good. Like, from beginning to end, it was good. And James McAvoy, who plays the split personalities, it's insane as acting.
Yeah, I know. I saw Split. That was pretty good.
Yeah, but he, brought it up, 50 notches with this
really?
One. Yeah, I was like, wow, that's insanity. At some point, I was like, maybe a stunt double's coming in and doing some of these voices because the acting was so good.
That's interesting because you're not crazy about M. Night Shyamalan's movie.
No, and it was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did a good job. Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be a sequel.
To this one, too? Oh, wow.
I really want to see the ending. I'm going to, because you're not going to see it.
Yeah,
you're not going to see it for 10 years. Yeah.
I'm going to watch it tomorrow. Are you kidding me?
The whole thing, from beginning to end.
Maybe take me 2-3 days, but I will.
It's on Redbox for $1.
Okay.
I didn't even know that. I saw this on Sunday when I went, and I was like, what?
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I should start using that Redbox. How?
It's $1.
You get to keep it how many days?
You can keep it for as long as you want, but you get charged $1.75 every day you have it.
$1.75.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's the same as streaming almost.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that for me, when I stream, the reason I don't watch these films is because, well, I do, but I don't buy a lot of them, you know, because what happens is, to rent it, let's say it's $3.99 a day, right? But I don't finish it in one day. So I might sit 4 or 5 days and watch it, take me that long. And
it's like a $15 movie.
Exactly. So I might as well buy it for $20.
Or you could just go to Redbox and rent it for $1 a day.
Exactly. There you go.
Yeah, because if you keep it for 3 days, it's really only five something.
That's true.
Which is basically what it is.
I prefer Blu-ray anyway. You get better quality than streaming.
Yeah. I finished.
Good idea.
I rented A Dog's Way Home, which is... Maybe
very
cried.
Sad, probably, right?
It was sad, but it was cute.
Joker.
Yeah, I cried 3 times. Anything with dogs in it, you know you're going to
cry. Yeah, you know it.
You're just like, okay, make sure your makeup is not done.
Yeah.
I watched A Dog's Way Home. I watched Wish Upon.
Yeah,
it was
that?
A very, it was one of the most frustrating movies I've ever fucking watched, honestly. Really? Yeah, this girl, like, her dad found her, like, this box that had, like, Chinese, like, symbols on it, and it's a wish box. So she kept making wishes. She had 7 total. And every time she made a wish, there was a blood price. So, like, everyone was dying around her.
Oh, God.
And I was like, this fucking main character just needs to die. Which she ended up dying. So
if you don't like a movie, how come you keep watching it?
It's because it's like one of those movies where you're like, I can't fucking stand this, but I need to know how it ends. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely, like, looked up the ending, so I knew what happened. But I still needed to, like, see it out. And then I watched, I think that's pretty much it. I rented Once Upon a Deadpool, thinking it was, like, a Christmas special. But it was literally him just narrating Deadpool 2. So I was like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, didn't you think it was like a completely separate movie?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Nope.
But I never heard of a movie like that. So
that's came out during Christmas time. It was called Once Upon a Deadpool. And I was like, oh, yes, a third one. Wow, so close together. And it was just him narrating to the guy from Wonder Years. Which was funny, but I was like, I've already seen this whole movie.
Yeah. Well, I watched the movie over the weekend, and I actually got to finish it because I started Friday.
Yeah.
And it's called How to Plan an Orgy in a Small Town. Have you ever heard of that? It's a comedy.
No, I've never heard of that.
An indie film. But the title grabbed me. I'm like, I got to watch this.
It's too long of a title.
Yeah, but I mean, but it tells it all.
Yeah, I know, but still.
Yeah.
It's way too long of a title.
But that's what it's about. It's about how to plan. This chick plans an orgy in a small town. And it's a comedy, and it's really funny. So I had to watch
the whole thing.
Where was it? No, on Prime, Amazon Prime.
Oh, so you got all three streaming services?
I do.
That's a lot.
Amazon Prime I have because I already have it for my packages from Amazon. That's why I used to have it.
Right.
So it's $120 a year, but I don't get it for the video. I get it more just for the 2-day shipping. That's
so you have Amazon Prime, is what you're saying.
Right. Mm. And then I got Netflix. When that Bird Box came out, whatever it was called.
I still haven't seen that.
No?
No. It's not like... For me, I don't really care enough. I love Sandra Bullock, but
I was disappointed with the ending. It was shitty.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem like a movie that, like, I need to watch.
Yeah.
Like, my life has continued.
I know. But there was a lot of hoopla on it, so I wanted to see it. And I stayed with Netflix because I like some of their stuff.
Yeah. And they have good originals sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And every time something comes out, I'm like, oh, I don't have Netflix anymore. Maybe I should activate it again or something. So I'll just keep it. And then Hulu is mainly for live channels because I like all the news channels.
Yeah.
That's mostly what I watch on there, you know, on Hulu. But they have great movies, great TV too. I just don't know which one to watch. There's just so much.
Yeah.
And really, there's no need for all three. I mean, one is enough. There's so much content in each one.
Well, it's like, but each one has their own, like,
well, some specials, originals. You
know? Yeah.
Some originals, but I don't usually watch the originals. So.
Yeah, for someone like you, I wouldn't have three streaming services.
Right, but I do because I told you just for the reasons of why.
Right.
Amazon already have, and Netflix, I'm curious about what's going on.
Right.
And Hulu, because I need to have the streams because I don't have cable, so I can't get all these channels. So thank goodness I can.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it costs a pretty penny, you know?
Yep.
But especially for someone who doesn't watch that much. Maybe I should just keep, like, well...
No, just keep them all. Like, life has gone perfectly fine having all three. Exactly. You can just keep them.
Exactly. So listen, that orgy movie, man, it's like, you got to look it up. It's probably another station, other services too. But I'm not going to give it away, but it's just like what it says. It's a small town. Everybody's a dork. And this chick is a writer, and she talks about... how people there are so straight and prude and shit.
Right.
So suddenly all these, like, you know, I mean, mostly middle America type of people, you know, like small town, not very sophisticated, I guess.
Right.
Well, that's not what I mean. It came out wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I just see the people in the big cities as maybe being more
open to orgies.
No, but more like not as prude, let's say. You know, people here are more like they see more things.
Yeah,
in the big city,
possibly.
That's what I was trying to say. more is happening out here. So now let me ask you, you often talk about restaurants in town. Which did you say are good ones? Because I want to try going into Hollywood, West Hollywood, eating some good ones. You said Catch, right?
Is Catch good, pretty but good? It's really expensive.
Is it?
Yeah,
that's
like
what I thought.
Cod lettuce wraps are, I think, like $45.
Wow. Yeah, because I was just reading an article on it, and I thought, oh, sounds interesting. Maybe I'll go because I heard of the name.
Right.
But no, that's just because I heard of the name, so I don't know. I probably wouldn't go there.
Right. It's too expensive. Catch, the restaurant I work at is nice.
Okay, so you'll have to tell me about that later.
Yeah, Il Pastillo is good.
Il Pastillo, that's like Mexican food?
No, it's Italian. No? 110% Italian.
Oh, Il, like I-L.
Yeah.
E-L. Okay.
Yeah. Il Pastillo.
Okay.
Where else? El Compadre is talked a lot. I actually haven't eaten there, but people like rave about the Mexican food there. It's like right at the top of my street too.
Really?
Yeah, I could walk there. I just have never eaten there, surprisingly. Yeah. Where else? I don't know. There's just like so many places you can literally just Google like Tokaya Organica, but I know they just opened one out here, I think, which is like organic Mexican food, and it's amazing, but they're so expensive. Like you spend $40 on a lunch.
I would not go there.
You get like a burrito bowl or something, and it's like you have to add like meat to it, so the base of the burrito bowl is like 21, but obviously you need protein, so you add whatever protein, then you add like corn and like all this shit, and then before you know it, it's like a $45 bowl. But it's so good.
Yeah. So I would imagine they don't charge you only for the food. I mean, at least is the atmosphere nice in all these places?
Yeah.
It is, right?
Yeah, like Catch
is
popping.
It's a nice ambiance and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe you're paying for
that,
too.
Have you been to
Tao? No.
I went to Tao on Saturday, actually, when I got out of work.
Yeah.
My ex was back in town, a little Irish fuck.
Oh, no.
And I said, you can take me out to dinner since you didn't do my YouTube video.
Yeah.
And I went out with him and two of his friends. And it's just crazy to me because he was trying to be all over me. And like I shit on motherfuckers that touch me when I don't want to be touched. And I'm embarrassing you in front of your friends.
Right.
Like you would think after the first time you would stop.
Yeah.
But like all night long, he was like trying to touch me, try to be all over me.
Wow.
Then he was like trying to leave the restaurant early. But like I'm vibing out with one of his homeboys. Like me and one of his homeboys got along really well. So I'm like basically hanging out with your friend all night. And like we're having great conversation. And he's like, I want to leave. My stomach hurts. I'm like, well, then get the fuck up and leave.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving. I'm in the middle of having drinks and enjoying food with your friends.
Yeah, get the fuck out. Leave me back here.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Then he's like, can I stay at your spot tonight? I said, no, you cannot.
Wow.
I go, you have a hotel, right? He's like, yeah, I'm staying at the Jeremy. So you're going back to the Jeremy.
Exactly.
You're not staying at my house. I don't know how many times I got to tell you, you're never fucking me again. It's never happening.
Yeah.
You're never laying next to me again, nothing. You want to go out to eat, have a drink, introduce me to some people, cool. Other than that, I'm good. I'm good off you, my dude.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how many times I got to tell you that. And now, like, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
And his friends thought he was so annoying because I think by the time we sat down at Tao and by the time we were done eating, I think he said, oh, my stomach's wrecked. Oh, my stomach hurts at least 50 times.
Really? So he was trying to get the hell out of there.
Yeah. And I was like, it's not going to work for you. And now everyone just thinks you're annoying.
Right.
Like, his homeboy was so irritated.
Really?
He's like, if I hear you say that one more fucking time, you're paying for your own food. Like, your dude is paying for my food.
Yeah.
And you think I'm going to fuck you tonight?
Right.
Are you kidding me?
Why are people such losers, man?
Like, what, how are you going to be a grown-ass man and not pitch in for a bill?
Yeah.
Like, you expect your homeboy to pay for it.
Right.
That's crazy to me.
Right.
I don't understand that.
Hmm.
He's like, I'm moving out here. I go, you could never afford to live here. You can't even afford a bill at Tao. Come on.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that restaurant's good for, I hate Chinese food, but their food is semi-decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'll try it. I'll see.
And they're not too overly priced. They're like pretty standard.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty standard. Like we got like a lobster fried rice and it was like $26, but it's lobster. And
right.
It's like enough to share with like four people. You know what I mean? Like the portions are pretty big.
So that's, I mean, it sounds good.
Yeah. It's a nice ambiance.
Yeah.
Very, and like people of all ages go there.
It's
not just like young people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a lounge and then the dining area. I like the lounge better.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we went to some simple Thai restaurant because many were closed yesterday because of Easter. Mm-hmm. So I was taken to a Thai restaurant. The food is so fucking hot there.
You were sweating?
Know, well, they got this salad, this weird salad. I don't even know what the fuck it was. But it was not lettuce for sure. It was something else. And
seaweed?
No, I don't know what it was. I'll have to ask him. I didn't even ask, right. Really. But they were eating this and fucking smoke coming out of their ears. It was so spicy. And they keep eating it. I'm like, are you out of your fucking
mind?
Well,
spicy food supposedly is supposed to like cleanse.
Yeah, but not really, to the point where you lose your taste buds.
Probably so.
And your mouth is burning like a motherfucker. That's what happened to them. They had to start eating rice and shit, you know. Mm-hmm. I didn't touch it. And then I got some shrimp and rice and stuff. It was okay, right. But yeah, I mean, people go to try to find exotic places, and you know what? They're not that great.
Right.
Usually the places going back to are...
I'm not into Thai food. I think I had it once when I was like in ninth grade, yeah, and I was just not into it.
I know. Well, people drag me for sushi too, and then I go and I don't really like it. So
I'm not a huge fan of sushi, but I had spicy tuna Pringles at Tao, and then spicy tuna roll on crispy rice. Both were exceptional.
Yeah, the crispy rice, yeah.
Yeah, but the Pringle, so it's like a Pringle chip.
Oh.
And it's like sliced tuna on top with like spicy mayo. Holy shit.
Really?
Yes. Exceptional.
Wow, try that.
And I was sober, so.
So wait a minute, and that's Japanese. So you're saying it's sort of a Asian fusion type of thing?
I think so.
Tao?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's like Volcano. Have you ever been to Volcano?
I went once. I didn't like it though.
It's on Sunset, but we have one here in Woodland Hills too.
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. I got a spicy tuna roll there, and I feel like if you fuck up a spicy tuna roll, your sushi ain't shit.
Yeah.
Like that's the most simple thing to make.
But I get the Chinese. I don't get the Japanese there, so it's pretty good.
Oh.
I've always been happy with it.
Right.
But it's also one of the few cool restaurants we have on this side of town, mm-hmm. You know. I'm telling you, most of the great ones are in the city, although there are some good ones here, you know. Some
right.
people come from other parts of town to the valley for some restaurants, but for the most part, meh.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Yeah.
I just realized this weekend how much I can eat.
Yeah?
Like, I eat a lot. Yeah, like, so
wow.
Saturday I made myself lunch. Before I went to work, I think right. I made like chicken and rice and beans. Like I had like a big lunch.
Right.
And then while I was there, I had a bag of chips. And then I got out and I had ramen noodles.
Yeah.
And then I went to Tao and I had like 7 different dishes at Tao.
Wow.
Came back and made more ramen noodles and went to bed. I'm like, yo, I just ate a lot today.
You did?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Asian food too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa.
I don't really consider like ramen noodles Asian food though.
But they are.
I know, but it's just like.
Yeah.
It's just like, I don't know what I consider that.
Doodles, right?
Yeah, it's just like.
Just doodles, what the fuck?
yesterday, I didn't really eat too much, I guess. I made myself like chicken, mac and cheese, and like vegetables.
Yeah.
For, like my solo Easter dinner. But my roommate came home around 7. I was on the couch watching the movies because no one was home. And he fell into the house.
What?
And I was like, what the fuck? So he gets up and he's like, I'm so wasted. And I'm like, oh, my God, like the most wasted I think I've ever seen anybody, really.
Wow.
And I'm like looking at him and he's gushing blood
Fuck.
From the side of his head. It's like coming down profusely. And I just right. don't do other people's blood. So I'm like,
yeah.
like, I'm sorry. I don't know you like that. Like,
I'm fucking touching yeah, yeah.
Like, I'll call 911. I'll do what you need me to do. But what I'm not going to do is touch your blood, honey. Like, it's not happening. Not on my Easter Sunday.
Yeah, you can fucking die. Right?
Yeah.
It's wrapped in. Wrapped
yeah, like, I'm good. So I'm like, this can't be happening. Like, I'm in like chill mode.
Right.
Then I got this drunk ass grown man coming in the apartment. So he's like, his eyes are barely open. So I'm like, sit on the couch, put this paper towel on your wound.
Uh-huh.
And like, he can't even sit up. So he's like falling over. So I tell him to unlock his phone. I start calling like his best friends that I have met at the house. So I'm like, I need one or two of you to get the fuck over here because I don't know what to do with him. I think he might need to go to the hospital. Like, he's bleeding profusely. He's like bleeding everywhere. So then my other roommate and his boyfriend came like 10 minutes later and they're fucking wasted.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what the hell? And they're like, Frankie, are you okay? We put him in the lift. I'm like, you put him in the lift by himself like this?
Wow.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you put him in the lift knowing he can barely, like, I get that he's a grown ass man, but he's also like not strong.
Right.
And like, what if his lift driver was a creep? He could have totally took advantage of him.
Right, right.
So I'm like asking him questions. I'm like,
and plus you don't let a friend go alone when they're like that.
Right.
Right.
Right. And not only that, it's like you're, I don't know if they're technically friends, but that's a roommate. Our third roommate put him in the lift.
Yeah.
So because they saw each other out.
Right, right.
So he just threw him in the lift. I'm like, I would have never put him in the lift like that. He would have like, I would have been like, well, my Sunday's over. I have to go home with my roommate. Do you know what I mean? But that's just me. That's just the type of person that I am.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, my other roommate that wasn't the one bleeding was getting frustrated because I was freaking out about his cut. I'm like, that's in the back of his head. Like, that's a sensitive spot. He's like, he's fine. I'm fine. I'm like, are you a doctor? Like, honestly, do you have a medical degree? He's like, no, he's fine. I'll be fine. I go, but wouldn't you feel better if we just had a doctor tell us he's fine? Because what if he died in his sleep? You would feel like shit.
Right.
So his two friends come over and it's like dramatics for like 2 hours. So they got home at 6. I'm dealing with this till 9.
Wow.
So he ends up leaving. He goes to the ER.
Yeah.
He got like a CAT scan, his blood work done. They wanted to give him a staple, but he like didn't want to pay for it because it's going to be like...
Did you call like 911 or something? I would have called and said, what the fuck do I do?
We called urgent care and we were on the phone, speakerphone with her for like an hour and she was like making us like check his eyes, his pupils. Yeah. Is he like... But he had all the symptoms she was saying was symptoms as if you were shit-based. So like she'd be like, can he walk straight? We'd be like, no, but he's also... intoxicated, so we couldn't tell if it was like his head or the fact that he drank too many bottomless mimosas.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So he ended up coming. I was still watching my movie because that just put me back like 3 hours. So I finally, they all leave again. He goes to the hospital and I'm like watching my movie and he comes home around like 11 and he's a little bit more sober, but can still tell he's fucked up.
Right.
And he's like, I'm so sorry. That's embarrassing. And he's weeping, like hysterically crying. For like an hour straight.
Wow.
And I'm like, and I told him, I go, this is the second time I've seen you in this condition. You should probably think about not drinking when you're out.
Right. You have to ask yourself, how much pain is a person trying to suppress, you know, when they get that drunk?
Yeah.
Where it's like you're fucking totally like unconscious.
Yeah.
You don't know what the fuck's going on.
And the fact that you couldn't remember how you fell or why you're, how you're bleeding, that's an issue. Like the fact that you can't remember less than 15 minutes ago.
Right.
What happens to you is a problem.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been drunk. I've been to the point where I felt like I was blackout drunk, but I've remembered every second of it, which means I wasn't to that extent. I just drank too much for me.
Yeah.
And even at that, like the other day when I told you I sat in the shower for like 4 hours, that wasn't like a good moment for me. It was just like, I switched liquors. I don't choose to ever get that fucked up.
Yeah.
You know? But like, I looked at him and I go, how did this happen? Like, what were you drinking today? He's like, well, we had bottomless mimosas at brunch. It's funny because in the morning I was like cleaning the apartment because I'm the only one that cleans the apartment. And on his way out, he's like, oh, you know, it's Sunday fun day. I feel like I'm going to drink too much today. And I go, I don't think you should.
Yeah.
You can, it's noon.
Right.
Okay. Like, if you're going to be out for 6 hours, have like a drink, then water, and then a drink, then more water. You know what I mean? Like, pace yourself. But anyone who's drinking doesn't think that way.
Yeah, yeah, no. And, you know, you go out and you fucking go, what the? You know, it's like, what I'm saying is, first of all, thank goodness I don't like drinking that much. So I never get shit-faced at all. But
right. But
the second thing is, if I did, I would do it somewhere where I feel comfortable, not out.
Right.
Not when you're out and you don't know what the fuck's going to happen
to you. And not only that, you're clear. I mean, his friends, I will say his two friends that don't live with us came through and stayed with him to the very last second.
Yeah.
So shout out to them. But one, you shouldn't be separating from your pact, male or female. You should always have at least one person you trust around you. Two, people make the mistake of losing their friends and then leaving by themselves intoxicated, which is a problem.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Like, if you're a grown ass man, you couldn't even remember how you hit your head. So you were not in the right state of mind.
No, that's a blackout.
Yeah.
You know? People are fucking crazy, man. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yep. But so, yeah, that's what my Easter consisted of. And it's funny because I went out on the first night I went out on Tuesday after the podcast, like I drank a little too much. And then on Thursday when I went out and I saw, you know,
Yeah.
Again, I was completely sober. I did not have one lick of alcohol. And when I got into my in the Uber on the ride home, I was like talking to my Uber driver, and it's like, it's funny when you go out sober and you look at everyone who's fucked up, it makes you not want to ever drink again.
That's true.
Because I'm like, I wonder what the fuck I look like when I'm drinking.
When you're drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've seen a couple people that I like, and I didn't like them at all when they were drunk.
I know. And that's why I stopped drinking vodka. Like, even my ex was like, don't give her vodka. I go, Marty, this is why you don't know me anymore, because I stopped drinking vodka 3 years ago.
Right.
I haven't taken a sip of vodka in a very long time.
Because you know it doesn't agree with you.
Oh, yeah. And I don't like the person I am on it.
Yeah,
I'm not a nice human being when I drink vodka.
Wow, interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's the same way. Can you get drunk from something else and not be like that?
Tequila's a hit or miss. Tequila, I'm either drunk and like the happiest, friendliest person ever, or tequila, somebody looks at me one wrong way, it's a fucking wrap. I'll be talking shit till I get my ass beat, basically. So it all depends. Like, wine, always happy.
Yeah.
I've never ever drank wine and had, I mean, I've drank wine and been sick. I've drank wine and had a hangover, but I've never drank wine and had like a chemical imbalance from it.
Right. What about beer? Do you drink beer?
I don't drink beer.
You don't drink
beer? At all, no.
Mm. Okay.
I don't drink Henny or gin or Jameson. I don't drink. The only two liquors I drink are tequila and wine. That's it.
Tequila and wine. Okay, mm-hmm. That's good. My preference is whiskey, but I don't drink that much, so it doesn't really matter.
When I was in Chicago, when I made friends with the bartender at the hotel I was staying at, he made me the shot, and he didn't tell me what was in the shot. And it was delicious. It was like the best shot I've ever taken. And I don't like shots, but I like shots that like taste like you're taking a shot of juice.
Uh-huh.
And it ended up being Jameson mixed with, peach schnapps and lemonade.
Yeah.
So it was Jameson. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was delicious. But I also have like a weird panel for liquor, so yeah. I don't know if you'd like it.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe the taste.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I just drink socially, you know, just to be doing something.
Yeah, sometimes I'll go out and I'll just, if I know I'm not drinking, I'll just get one drink and I'll hold it all night. Stir the straw.
Right.
Take one sip like every 20, 25 minutes.
Right.
And then by the time that's done, it's time to go.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you have a pretty cool relationship with alcohol. I mean, it doesn't really hurt you or anything. So that's good, you know.
So me and a coworker don't get along.
You and your coworker don't get along.
Some girl that works there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll get to that, okay? Keep that in mind, because I was going to segue from the alcohol to weed.
Oh,
because of 420.
You,
well, not only that, but that's your poison is alcohol, mine is weed.
Right.
So, because it reminded me on Passover Eve, which was Friday night, we went over to some family, so I went to Long Beach.
You said that.
Right. So I went there, and my I don't know what his relationship is to me, but through marriage, his family.
Right.
So he says, I got to show you this dispensary. You've never seen anything like this. I said, okay, let's go. We go there. It's called the Circle, right? You walk in. It's this huge, huge fucking hall.
Right.
Okay, it's not even a room. And high ceilings and everything, huge. And there's a big round, like a circle in the middle,
right,
where there's displays under glass of all the different weed and shit.
Right.
And then you have a few other tables like in the Apple store.
Right.
The chicks are waiting for you with an iPad. They walk up to you. They have black T-shirts. So, probably, right?
Mad Men has the iPads and they walk around. Like, they have someone with an iPad standing on the side.
So they probably started
side.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I thought somebody's got started with this idea.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's
the idea of
you like check
making
in.
It like an Apple fucking store.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It's just like Mad Men.
Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know who started it first. Yeah. I don't.
It's Mad Men, not M-E-D, not Mad Men.
Mad Men, sorry. Yeah. I'm thinking of the show. Yeah. Did you ever watch that show?
No.
It's really good.
I know, I've
learned. Yeah. Mad Men. But you know, they stand on the sidewalk. Like, they have someone standing outside of the door waiting to check you in at the door.
What do you mean check you in?
So, like, before you know when you walk into a building, the front door, they have someone standing outside of the door, like, I'm thinking of the one on Santa Monica Boulevard. I don't know out here, but he's outside of the door, like, on the sidewalk as people are walking back and forth, whatever, waiting to check you in.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I know you have to go inside first, and there's a there's a window, and then they take your like a counter.
Yeah, no, they do that right on the sidewalk.
Oh, really?
Before you even
so he
step
just
inside.
Looks at your ID and lets you go in,
And like signs you in,
right?
Like on the iPad.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
They're
man,
expensive in there.
But let me tell you something. That's one thing. You see, what I do is I normally go to a medical dispensary.
Mm-hmm.
So the prices are better, and there's no tax.
Right.
I'm not used to paying tax on this shit. But when you go to those big ones, those are recreational dispensaries, which means it's for everybody.
Right.
You don't need a medical recommendation. But the prices are higher.
Right.
It's all prepackaged. And you have to pay taxes. So I'm looking at the taxes. Okay, California took 12%, plus 10% sales tax, plus 15% for Long Beach, and a couple of other things, 30%. You're paying 30-35% tax. That means one-third more. And you know what? And the flower is expensive to begin with anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided, well, that was a nice experience, but fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm going back to the medical. All you have to do is this. Once a year, you get a recommendation from your doctor. It can cost from $50 to $100 or something, right? You go in there, you tell them you can't sleep, you can't do this, you have pain, blah, blah, blah. Gives you a recommendation. You go to a medical dispensary. You get your shit and you go. And there's big jars. They take it out of there and measure it and everything for you. So it's fresh.
Right.
So there's every advantage in the world to stay in medical. And that's what I'm doing. And I thought, yeah, that was a nice experience to see that, blah, blah, blah. But I'm going back to paying like half.
Right.
Fucking
it's
bullshit.
Really expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, talking about 420, that's the day where everybody celebrates weed, right? And I thought, well, you know, it's not like there's places where you can go and smoke with people.
Right.
You know, it's still illegal, but they're saying that some places are getting like license now to actually allow smoking inside the dispensary.
Right.
They used to have that in the beginning when they weren't regulated and shit.
Yeah.
I used to go all the time and smoke with people. It's the best thing. But they don't allow you to do this.
No, not anymore.
Right.
Definitely.
So, but they're saying that now people are working on trying to do that. Because think about it. Like for tourists, it's a must because there's nowhere where you can smoke, you know, when you're a tourist.
Yeah.
So you have to go outdoors in the streets and shit, you know.
Everyone smokes on the streets.
I know.
Like
that's
everybody.
What I did. That's what I did in Oregon, you know. I don't know what bit me. You know how your hand itched you?
Yeah, but you've been itching since Friday, I feel.
No. But what I got is, it's probably just dry skin because when I put lotion on it. No, look, there's nothing on here.
Right.
Nothing. Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting.
But is your wrist still itching?
Mm-mm.
Good.
Nope.
Yeah.
Sure isn't.
No, it's usually when I itch, it's dry skin, you know?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so have you heard about the trouble in with the royals in the UK and England? You know, the prince and the princess. I guess Prince Harry and William are not getting along now, not talking to each other.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's always family drama about some shit.
I know. But he's saying,
about what?
That's the thing. It's hard to really
and no one really knows
from here.
Yeah, and they probably keep it on the wraps and
right.
Like yeah.
It just in the tabloids it said that Harry that William had an affair and Harry was pissed at him or something.
Harry's the one that's married to Meghan Markle, right?
Right, right. So that I don't know. One of them was like irritated, I guess. But William says that he was, you know, hold on a second.
I feel like if one of them cheated, it would be like headline news.
I know.
So I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah, but he's saying that he moved too fast with Meghan and all that. Maybe means that they had a kid too soon. I don't know what the fuck. But
who said that? William?
Yeah, William said that.
Oh, he's probably jealous because.
Probably. I don't know. But what? He's got a hot wife too. What the hell?
I know, yeah. She's beautiful as well.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
You guys are literally arguing about nothing. It might be over the throne.
But, you know,
probably
people are
throne.
Saying that it's true. But, you know, I mean, they're in their 30s now. They're not the
boys
they used to
be. I don't
get
it. I feel like it's like, who cares if it's rushed? If they're in love, they're in love. they want to have kids. What does that have to do with you?
Right.
It's so bizarre
right.
to me.
But people grow old and they're not the same. You know, I mean, I can tell that from experience with my brothers. Mm-hmm. We used to be close and mm-hmm. now we're not that close. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, people change.
Yeah.
Just like with friends, you know, the friends you used to hang out with.
Right.
You probably can't hang out with them anymore. They're yeah. not the same people.
Exactly.
They were good friends at the time at that place.
Yep. I can't even tell you how many people I've met out here. And I can't even remember, like I hung out with them for like a period of time and I don't even remember like their names or what they look like.
Yeah, right.
And I'm like, wow, that's such a waste. It was like literally a waste of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Well, you know, but you meet some people. Some are good. Some are not so good.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But I realized I do have to start going out, man. It's bullshit, you know?
I wish I had the energy to. I just don't. I really don't. Like last night, I could have gone out. I had yesterday yeah. off. It's Easter. Everybody's out. But I was like, I would rather be by myself. Like yeah. both my roommates were gone. I was like, I had the apartment to myself. I was like, yes. I'm so excited right now.
You see, I have the house all to myself all the time, and I get restless.
All right.
I got up at noon yesterday, which is so unusual for me, but I got to actually put in like a good 10 hours sleep.
Right.
And
I slept till about 10 yesterday, which yeah, was me sleeping know, I mean, in.
Yeah, Sunday is nice to sleep in.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, so what do I do now? Everybody I know is busy doing something else.
Right.
I've got absolutely nothing to do, nowhere to go. And I'm irritated, so I didn't know what the hell. But right. then I started, I contacted more people, and I got together with someone and stuff like that. But, yeah, so now I'm a little less stressed because I'm speaking to both my kids now.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, where I didn't know how many years it would take for my son to come around.
Yeah.
So good thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see, and it just shows that I'm right. Their mother pulls their strings.
Right.
Because I wrote to her and I said, please help me, you know, with the kids.
Oh, that's
texted
good.
Texted her, yeah.
yeah.
And suddenly they're talking to me.
Right.
So, but it's irritating also because it shows you how much influence she has on them and she's made them in her image, you know?
Yeah.
And it's irritating me because I don't like her image. That's Damn. Why I left
that
her.
That sucks. That sucks.
Man, ex-wives. What can you say about that?
No, I can't say anything, actually, so...
Yeah. yeah. So, what did I see? Oh, I saw... I thought I saw you with a kid, but then I realized it was Gabby.
Oh, I was like, what?
She looked exactly like you in that picture.
Sometimes we look exactly like.
Exactly. In, yeah. some, in some angles.
Right.
You can't tell.
Yeah.
You know, and it's unbelievable because... I try to look for something different. In some angles, you look different.
Yeah.
There's no question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but other than that, wow, you know.
Mm-hmm. I agree. There's definitely some pictures where I'm like, whoa, she is my twin.
Well, that's weird, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last night I went to the Thai restaurant with my ex and her sister.
Mm-hmm.
And, they're twins,
mm.
and I'm fucking, and they insist they're not identical. I said, would you fucking do your DNA already?
Yeah, so we haven't done ours either. A lot yeah. of twins don't.
I don't know why. You have to settle it once and for all. They look so much alike. I'm like, fuck, I'm seeing double, you know? This is like double vision.
Right.
It really is.
Yeah, me and Gabby have no clue, but like, if you look at our baby pictures, when I look at the baby pictures, I don't know which one I am.
Yeah, the baby.
Yeah, pictures, I'm like, I have no clue which one I am.
Really?
Like, as we get older,
right.
and we start having hair, and like, we right, have different smiles. Features. Yeah, but baby pictures, I'm like, I have no clue. And sometimes my mom will be like, that's you. I'm
yeah.
like, you have no fucking clue.
Exactly. You're just guessing, man.
Yeah. Just you have like no me. Clue, Mom. Not a clue.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So what else is going on? Oh, so by the way, I just wanted to say about the weed, though, that I was able to get, like, at least I was curious to go to those places because they test each strain. So they know how much THC is in it,
right.
how strong it is.
Right.
And when you go to the medical, it's not. They don't know. It's just you buy it based on smell and right. whatever. So I got, like, the strongest shit. And you know what? Fuck, man, that shit's strong. You know, sometimes... Sometimes I say there's nothing too strong for me, but, well, that wasn't too strong, but compared to what I usually smoke, I'm like, wow, this is cool, you know?
Right.
But yeah, you pay more and stuff. And then I went to another one yesterday because I thought, I like the idea. Let me go to another one that's like that out here.
Mm-hmm.
And the chick is like, she's got to be in her like 20, in her early 20s or something, right? Even younger than that. And she's trying to tell me, she's like, I said, how come this is like not as strong and it costs more money? She says, well, you don't buy everything based on how strong it is. I said, oh. So she says, yeah, it's based on taste and the look and stuff. I said, yeah, all that's nice and dandy, but when you smoke, you want to get high.
Right.
You know?
And who cares there's about how weed looks?
And there's a reason, yeah.
I don't.
Well, I do, but it's still, you know, I mean, I'm not going to pay more for it.
Right.
Just so it looks good. And one chick at my dispensary admitted so much. She says, because I told her, I said, so you sell this shit for twice as much money, and I bought some of it, and it smokes the same. She says, yeah, you know, just aesthetics and shit.
Right,
it looks better, it smells better, nice buds, but it doesn't really smoke any better. So I got really irritated with her, so I'm never going back to that place. She's trying to tell me, I've been smoking for 40 years. She's trying to tell me, oh, no, it's the terpenes and all that. And I said, what the fuck, man, you know? I just want to get high. I don't care about everything else.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I didn't tell her that, you know. I just said, well, she already, you know, I'm out of there. I'm not going back there.
I'm out of here, bitch.
Exactly.
Peace out.
Yeah. The funny thing was I was going to stay at the Queen Mary in Long Beach, and I never did. I couldn't cancel it, so they had a fucking
empty
room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because I thought it's too much of a hassle. Let me just go there. I'll come back from Long Beach in the evening, and that's it, you know? So it took me an hour to come back.
Yeah, that sounds about right. When I went to Long Beach a couple months ago, yeah, it was about an hour.
But then when you go during the day, like I drove it around 6, the traffic was heavy.
Yeah.
As you can imagine on the 405. But, yeah, you know. So, yeah. So $200 down the drain. Didn't fucking use the room
that
or anything.
That sucks. I would have slept there just to sleep there because I paid for it.
I know, but I'm not like that. To me, it was too much of a hassle to go and park. You have to pay $25 for the parking.
Yeah.
You know.
So
and
it's
then,
like $225 at this point.
Right.
So, do you think I should do the Zoe Kravitz braids? Do you know what those are?
No.
Type it in Google. Really quick, yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about it.
All right. You were going to talk about the fight you had with your
coworker.
Right.
Yeah.
Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
Type in braids,
yeah,
though.
I can see that.
Yeah, but type in braids. Do you see her braids?
Yeah, I do see her braids.
The long, like, skinny ones?
Oh, I see her only from the front here. So let me look at images, rather.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Yes, I see your braids. That's the way you want to do it?
The long ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think I can pull that off?
You could, but I mean, do you want to? Isn't it like high maintenance or low maintenance? Like, you can't wash it every day like that.
No, that you can, but it'll just get frizzy.
Right.
Yeah, like you wouldn't be able. It's like having straight hair. Like, there's some people that get those braids and leave them in for a month. I'm like, that's trash.
Really?
I would probably leave mine in for like 2 weeks.
No, is that real hair or extensions?
Extensions.
Oh, extensions.
Yeah, like so you braid the top, like your real hair, and then the braider adds the extensions from the top and goes down. But something like that could take 6 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
My homegirl said she'd do it for me for like $150.
Yeah.
But it's like, I would hate to sit there for 6 hours and then hate it. Like hate it on me, you know?
Yeah.
Everyone tells me I look good with those though.
Wow. So, who is she? I mean, what does she do?
Lenny Kravitz's daughter. She's an actress.
Yeah, I figured Lenny Kravitz probably. She's an actress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, she looks half and half.
She's the daughter of Lisa Bonet.
Okay, yeah.
And Lenny Kravitz, Bonet, yeah. They are like twins.
Yeah.
They look so much alike.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lisa Bonet, okay. And Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
So they're both mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's like
she's
fourfold.
Yeah, exactly.
She's mixed four times.
And Lisa Bonet is married to Jason Momoa now, who's like the hottest motherfucker on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
Look, they put all the names of these people related to each other in the search.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Did you see Jason Momoa?
Oh, so
Aquaman.
So that's him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how's he related?
He's married to Lisa Bonet now.
Lisa Bonet, who was married to Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah. Who had Zoe Kravitz as a daughter.
Oh, I see. Yeah, they're showing him together here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you like him?
Yeah, he's really good looking. They have like quite an age difference, I feel.
Yeah, she looks older than him.
Yeah.
Much.
She looks like she's like 20 years older or something.
Probably. Well, he likes that. Mm-hmm. She's probably great in bed.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Probably rocks his world. I think they got a few kids together. I'm not sure, though.
Probably.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's her. I'm debating whether I should do those braids. I just hit up the girl. I'm like, oh, I'm on the fence.
Yeah.
Like, if I was going on vacation, which I'm not, like, I would definitely do it. Like, if I was going to an island or something, because it's just like, then I could, like, jump in the pool and blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But it's like, when the fuck am I ever going
to
go?
If you put it on, then you won't have to, it won't take you as long to get ready, right?
No.
Because they're already there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to put
it on. Well, my hair's like this. It doesn't take me that as long to get ready either.
Yeah.
It's like when my hair's straight and like starts to get dirty and I gotta curl it. I gotta figure out what the fuck I'm doing. I washed my hair last night and I was gonna straighten it this morning, but one, I slept in, and two, I'm like, fuck it. It's Monday. It's gonna be slow at the restaurant. I don't care what I look like.
Looks great. All right, everybody. You're gonna tell us about, can you tell us in 2 minutes about the friend?
Yeah, she.
Or the coworker or what?
So I closed on Friday night and I forgot to switch the menus from lunch to weekend.
Yeah.
But I never closed before, so I just didn't know that I was supposed to do that. So instead of like texting me about it and just say, hey, just a reminder, she did it in the group text. And then she's like did you even do anything at work last night because the iPads are dead? And I go, I need you to know how to speak to people because you're not going to speak to me like that. Right?
You told her that in the group?
Yeah. I feel like there's certain ways you can talk to somebody and there's certain ways you're not. You're not my manager. Right. We have the same exact job. Do not speak to me like that.
Right.
So she started going off in the group text back and forth. Like we're basically in Bad Girls Club. So I go, do not speak to me when I come to work today. Because we work, I come in and we have to work together for 2 hours. So when I got to work, she started going off, hands wailing, clapping. I didn't even acknowledge her. I didn't even look at her. So she goes, what, are we going to work in silence? And I turned around and go, yes. I go, if you think I'm going to spend my Saturday arguing with you about iPads, you're gladly mistaken. I'm not going to do that.
Right.
I go, I'm very level-headed. I'm calm right now. You need to take your tone down 50 notches.
Wow.
She goes, well, I'm not going to work like this. I go, I don't care how you're going to work.
Right.
You're irrelevant to me. It's just crazy to me because it's like, I guess I'm just like, I handle certain situations, like I can't even tell you how many times I've come into work and an iPad was dead or the menus were dirty or the bathroom wasn't fixed because the hostess before me didn't do their job. I have never complained about it. I just take care of it.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, it is what it is. Like, we're here for a couple hours, especially if you work the morning shift. It's like, you get there at 9, the restaurant doesn't even get packed till noon. That's 3 hours to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't complain about little stuff because little stuff doesn't bother me. So to have someone go back and forth with me about something so small, I'm like, I don't know what's going on in your personal life, but you're not about to take that shit out on me.
Yeah, good for you.
I'm not dealing with you.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I'd rather stay silent than argue, because if I argue, I'm going to get in trouble.
Yeah, so you're wiser, you know? That's the whole
point. And I'm also older, too, so it's like,
some people say everything that they think, you know? They don't filter anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you get.
Which is me in real life, but not when I'm at my job.
Yeah.
You know, not when I'm working at a restaurant in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
I literally looked at it, I go, there's customers behind you. If you think I'm going to argue with you, you're mistaken.
Right.
You need to chill.
Yeah. So everybody, just chill out there. And thank you all for listening sincerely, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.